Chapter 6. That the burial of the dead by this visitation be at most convenient hours, always either before sun rising or after sun setting, with the privity of the church wardens or constable, and not otherwise, and that no neighbors nor friends be suffered to accompany the corpse to church, or to enter the house visited, upon pain of having his house shut up or be imprisoned, and that no corpse dying of infection shall be buried, or remain in any church in time of common prayer, sermon, or lecture, and that no children be suffered at time of burial of any corpse in any church, churchyard, or burying place to come near the corpse, coffin, or grave, and that all the graves shall be at least 6 feet deep. And further, all public assemblies at other burials are to be forborne during the continuance of this visitation. No infected stuff to be uttered. That no clothes, stuff, bedding, or garments be suffered to be carried, or conveyed out of any infected houses, and that the criers and carriers abroad of bedding or old apparel, to be sold or pawned be utterly prohibited and restrained, and no brokers of bedding or old apparel be permitted to make any outward show, or hang forth on their stalls, shop boards, or windows, towards any street, lane, common way, or passage, any old bedding or apparel to be sold, upon pain of imprisonment. And if any broker or other person shall buy any bedding, apparel, or other stuff out of any infected house within 2 months after the infection hath been there, his house shall be shut up as infected, and so shall continue shut up 20 days at the least. No person to be conveyed out of any infected house. If any person visit a due fortune, by negligent looking unto, or by any other means, to come or be conveyed from a place infected to any other place, the parish from whence such party hath come or been conveyed, upon notice thereof given, shall at their charge cause the said party so visited and escaped to be carried and brought back again by night, and the parties in this case offending, to be punished at the direction of the alderman of the ward, and the house of the receiver of such visited person, to be shut up for 20 days. Every visited house to be marked. That every house visited be marked with a red cross of a foot long in the middle of the door, evident to be seen, and with these usual printed words, that is to say, Lord, have mercy upon us, to be set close over the same cross, there to continue until lawful opening of the same house. Every visited house to be watched. That the constables see every house shut up, and to be attended with watchmen, which may keep them in, and minister necessaries unto them at their own charges, if they be able, or at the common charge, if they are unable, the shutting up to be for the space of 4 weeks after all be whole. That precise order to be taken that the searchers, chirurgeons, keepers, and barriers are not to pass the streets without holding a red rod or wand of 3 feet in length in their hands, open and evident to be seen, and are not to go into any other house than into their own, or into that whereunto they are directed or sent for, but to forbear, and abstain from company, especially when they have been lately used in any such business or attendance. Inmates. That where several inmate, see are in one and the same house, and any person in that house happens to be infected, no other person or family of such house, shall be suffered to remove him or themselves without a certificate from the examiners of health of that parish, or in default thereof, the house whither he or they so remove, shall be shut up as in case of visitation. Hackney coaches. That care be taken of hackney coachmen, that they may not, as some of them have been observed to do, after carrying of infected persons to the pest house, and other places, be admitted to common use till their coaches be well aired, and have stood unemployed by the space of 5 or 6 days after such service. Apostrophe orders for cleansing and keeping of the streets sweet. The streets to be kept clean. First, it is thought necessary, and so ordered, that every householder do cause the street to be daily prepared before his door, and so to keep it clean swept all the week long. That rakers take it from out the houses. that the sweeping and filth of houses be daily carried away by the rakers, and that the raker shall give notice of his coming by the blowing of a horn, as hitherto hath been done. Laystalls to be made far off from the city. That the laystalls be removed as far as may be out of the city and common passages, and that no nightman or other be suffered to empty a vault into any garden near about the city. Care to be had of unwholesome fisher flesh, and of moldy corn. That special care be taken, that no stinking fish, or unwholesome flesh, or moldy corn, or other corrupt fruits of what sort soever, be suffered to be sold about the city, or any part of the same. That the brewers and tippling houses he looked unto for moldy and unwholesome casks. That no hogs, dogs, or cats, or tame pigeons, or conies, be suffered to be kept within any part of the city, or any swine to be, or stray in the streets or lanes, but that such swine be impounded by the beadle or any other officer, and the owner punished according to act of common council, and that the dogs be killed by the dog killers appointed for that purpose. Apostrophe, orders concerning loose persons and idle assemblies. Beggars. Forasmuch as nothing is more complained of than the multitude of rogues and wandering beggars that swarm in every place about the city, being a great cause of the spreading of the infection, and will not be avoided, notwithstanding any orders that have been given to the contrary. It is therefore now ordered that such constables, and others whom this matter may any way concern, take special care that no wandering beggars be suffered in the streets of this city in any fashion or manner whatsoever, upon the penalty provided by the law, to be duly and severely executed upon them. Plays. That all plays, bear baitings, games, singing of ballads, buckler play, or such like causes of assemblies of people be utterly prohibited, and the parties offending severely punished by every alderman in his ward. Feasting prohibited. That all public feasting, and particularly by the companies of this city, and dinners at taverns, alehouses, and other places of common entertainment, be forborne till further order and allowance, and that the money thereby spared be preserved, and employed for the benefit and relief of the poor visited with the infection. Tippling houses. That disorderly tippling in taverns, alehouses, coffee houses, and cellars be severely looked unto, as the common sin of this time, and greatest occasion of dispersing the plague. And that no company or person be suffered to remain or come into any tavern, alehouse, or coffee house to drink after 9 o'clock in the evening, according to the ancient law and custom of this city, upon the penalties ordained in that behalf. And for the better execution of these orders, and such other rules and directions as, upon further consideration, shall be found needful, it is ordered and enjoined that the aldermen, deputies, and common councilmen shall meet together weekly, once, twice, thrice or oftener as cause shall require, at some one general place accustomed in their respective wards, being clear from infection of the plague, to consult how the said orders may be duly put in execution, not intending that any dwelling in, or near places infected shall come to the said meeting, while their coming may be doubtful. And the said aldermen, and deputies, and common councilmen in their several wards may put in execution any other good orders that by them at their said meetings, shall be conceived and devised for preservation of His Majesty's subjects from the infection. Sir John Lawrence, Lord Mayor. Sir George Waterman. Sir Charles Doe, Sheriffs. Apostrophe, I need not say, that these orders extended only to such places as were within the Lord Mayor's jurisdiction, so it is requisite to observe, that the justices of peace within those parishes and places as were called the hamlets, and outparts, took the same method. As I remember, the orders for shutting up of houses did not take place so soon on our side, because, as I said before, the plague did not reach to these eastern parts of the town at least, nor begin to be very violent, till the beginning of August. For example, the whole bill from the 11th to the 18th of July was 1761, yet there died, But 71 of the plague in all those parishes we call the Tower Hamlets, and they were as follows. The next week, unto the first was thus. Of August thus. Aljate 14-34-65 Stepney 33-58-76 Whitechapel 21-48-79 Street Catherine Tower 244 Trinity Minories 114-71-145-228 It was indeed coming on the main, for the burials that same week were in the next adjoining parishes thus. The next week prodigiously to the first of interest, as. August thus. St. Leonard's, Shoreditch 6484-110 Street Bodolfs, Bishopsgate 6501-105-116 Street Giles, Cripplegate 213-421-554-342-610-780. This shutting up of houses was at first counted a very cruel and unchristian method, and the poor people, so confined, made bitter lamentations. Complaints of the severity of it were also daily brought to my Lord Mayor, of houses causelessly and some maliciously shut up. I cannot say, but upon inquiry many that complained so loudly were found in a condition to be continued. And others again, inspection being made upon the sick person, and the sickness not appearing infectious, or if uncertain, yet on his being content to be carried to the pest house, were released. It is true that the locking up the doors of people's houses, and setting a watchman there night and day, to prevent their stirring out or any coming to them, when perhaps the sound people in the family might have escaped, if they had been removed from the sick, looked very hard and cruel, and many people perished in these miserable confinements which, 'tis reasonable to believe, would not have been distempered, if they had had liberty, though the plague was in the house. At which the people were very clamorous and uneasy at first, and several violences were committed, and injuries offered to the men who were set to watch the houses so shut up. Also several people broke out by force in many places, as I shall observe by and by. But it was a public good that justified the private mischief, and there was no obtaining the least mitigation by any application to magistrates or government at that time, at least not that I heard of. This put the people upon all manner of stratagem in order, if possible, to get out, and it would fill a little volume to set down the arts used by the people of such houses to shut the eyes of the watchmen who were employed to deceive them, and to escape, or break out from them, in which frequent scuffles and some mischief happened, of which by itself. As I went along Houndsditch one morning about 8 o'clock there was a great noise. It is true, indeed, there was not much crowd, because people were not very free to gather together, or to stay long together when they were there, nor did I stay long there. But the outcry was loud enough to prompt my curiosity, and I called to one that looked out of a window, and asked what was the matter. A watchman, it seems, had been employed to keep his post at the door of a house which was infected, or said to be infected, and was shut up. He had been there all night for 2 nights together, as he told his story, and the day watchman had been there one day, and was now come to relieve him. All this while no noise had been heard in the house, no light had been seen. They called for nothing, sent him of no errands, which used to be the chief business of the watchman. Neither had they given him any disturbance, as he said, from the Monday afternoon, when he heard great crying and screaming in the house, which, as he supposed, was occasioned by some of the family dying just at that time. It seems, the night before, the dead cart, as it was called, had been stopped there, and a servant maid had been brought down to the door dead, and the buriers or bearers, as they were called, put her into the cart, wrapped only in a green rug, and carried her away. The watchman had knocked at the door, it seems, when he heard that noise and crying, as above, and nobody answered a great while. But at last one looked out, and said with an angry quick tone, and yet a kind of crying voice, or a voice of one that was crying, "What do you want, that ye make such a knocking?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, he answered. I am the watchman. How do you do? What is the matter? Apostrophe, the person answered. What is that to you? Stop the dead cart. Apostrophe, this, it seems, was about 1 o'clock. Soon after, as the fellow said, he stopped the dead cart, and then knocked again, but nobody answered. He continued knocking, and the bellman called out several times, bring out your dead. But nobody answered, till the man that drove the cart, being called to other houses, would stay no longer, and drove away. The watchman knew not what to make of all this, so he let them alone till the morning man or day watchman, as they called him, came to relieve him. Giving him an account of the particulars, they knocked at the door a great while, but nobody answered. And they observed that the window or casement at which the person had looked out who had answered before continued open, being up 2 pair of stairs. Upon this the two men, to satisfy their curiosity, got a long ladder, and one of them went up to the window and looked into the room. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.